If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Paul Nolte is here right now, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. I heard someone the other day, Paul, say this is not your grandfather's stock market. I think they were right, weren't they?
I think so. And, you know, I think when you look at the markets back in the 60s, 70s, 1980s, which is certainly more my generation, your generation than grandfather's. But when you take a look at the market, it's not as concentrated as it is today. It is dominated by those top 10 names. And so when you look at, say, the last three, 4 years, the S&P 500 is up nicely, very nicely. But you look at the average stock, and the average stock is roughly flat over the last three, 4 years. So it's a very different market outside of those top 10 or 15 names.
Yeah, Warren Buffett the other day said, often nothing looks compelling. That's where he's at.
And that's why he's sitting on so much cash. Yeah. You know, he's been a net seller. And a lot of people are looking at him going, all right, you're 90-plus years old, maybe not with it as much anymore. But those same comments were made 25 years ago, leading up to the dot-com bubble, and thought that maybe his best years had passed him by. And through time, it's been proven that, no, he was just a little early, but actually pretty well right on.
So we had a tech sell-off, a tech-led sell-off on Monday. The president says the Canada and Mexico tariffs are going forward. Starbucks just announced layoffs. Southwest Airlines did a few days ago. How do you see the rest of this year in light of everything like that?
That's a long time. I'm struggling with just the next couple of weeks, let alone tax season. Yeah. But when you start taking a look at how things are starting to unfold, a couple things that stood out last week: consumer confidence, not all that great. And that's one of the things that we're concerned about, not so much the confidence level, but spending. So we take a look at the retail sales. We've gotten a lot of information from retailers. Walmart was okay, but their guidance wasn't that great. Home Depot, kind of the same thing this morning. And when you look at the general jobs market, it's still okay. And yes, we do have the layoffs. We always have layoffs with different companies. But when you take a look at weekly jobless claims, non-farm payrolls, which we'll get next Friday, it paints a picture of an economy still doing okay. Until those numbers start to change, I think we're still in a slow growth economy. The other part of it is the inflation picture, and I think that's really more what the Fed is focused on at this point. If the employment picture deteriorates significantly, then I think the Fed will cut rates, even if inflation remains above their 2% target.
Home builders' confidence is at a very low level right now, isn't it?
Yeah, historically, it's one of the lower numbers that we've seen, and it's not a surprise as interest rates continue to be 7%-ish, and that's giving a lot of people reason to think about maybe moving. I have a 2% mortgage, 2.5% mortgage. Do I really want to trade that in for a 7% mortgage? So things have kind of stagnated. Prices continue to tick higher. There still is a decent demand for housing, and that's part of the reason why prices have stayed higher. There's just not that activity. So you've got a lot of people that are staying put, not putting the for sale sign out in the front. And those few that do have the for sale sign usually are getting 2, 3, 4 people coming through and a couple bids. So that's keeping the housing price relatively high, combined with mortgage rates, really doesn't lead to a robust overall housing market.
Why is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index the Fed's favorite inflation indicator? And that's coming this week, right?
Yeah, it's coming Friday. Good question. It's their favorite because they've said so. And that's really what it comes down to. Because a couple of years ago, it was core inflation, or what they call super core inflation data. they have shifted it to the PCE. Back in the day of Alan Greenspan, he was looking at core inflation. So it really has come through in the comments from Jay Powell is, here are some of the things that we're looking at and or concerned about. So if Jay Powell is concerned about it, everybody on Wall Street's concerned about it.
And investment advisors like you will be watching earnings reports coming soon, won't you? And is NVIDIA going to be the key one?
Well, yeah, the NVIDIA really is the end of earnings season. It's been a pretty good one, but it is one of the top two, three names in the S&P 500 as far as market weight. So it will be very important to see what their numbers are. And that is in light of some of the comments from Microsoft saying, you know, hey, all these data centers and that we're making investments in and needing all these chips for, and we're not going to build as many anymore. And so that's one of the things that we'll be interested in hearing from NVIDIA about chip sales, future sales, et cetera. So we're seeing some of the bloom come off the rose, if you will, on AI and spending on all these chips. And we should get a pretty good read from NVIDIA when they report tomorrow.
And you think the Fed is just in a wait-and-see mode right now, huh?
I do. I think, you know, there's not a lot of incentive for them to move at this point. I think they did prematurely last year, fearful that the employment data was getting worse. But I think the smartest thing for them to do is to sit on their hands and maybe not make as much comments publicly as they do. Because the markets are looking at it going, okay, Goolsbee says this, Daly says that, Jay Powell says something else. Who's, you know, what's going on? So I think that would be the best thing to happen. But unfortunately, give them a microphone and they will have things to say.
Yes, they will. All of that and bracing for the tax man. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest.